The Shadow of the Wind by Carlos Ruiz Zafón, translated by Lucia Graves.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
For Juan Ramón Planas, who deserves better. The Cemetery of Forgotten Books. I still remember the day my father took me to the Cemetery of Forgotten Books for the first time. It was early summer of 1945, and we walked through the streets of Barcelona, trapped beneath ashen skies, as dawn poured over the Rambla de Santa Monica in a wreath of liquid copper. "Daniel, you mustn't tell anybody what you're about to see today," my father warned. "Not even your friend Tomás. No one."
"Not even Mummy?"
My father sighed, hiding behind the sad smile that followed him like a shadow all through his life. "Of course you can tell her," he answered, heavy-hearted. "We keep no secrets from her. You can tell her everything." Shortly after the Civil War, an outbreak of cholera had taken my mother away. We buried her in Montjuïc on my fourth birthday. The only thing I recall is that it rained all day and all night, and that when I asked my father whether heaven was crying, he couldn't bring himself to reply. 6 years later, my mother's absence remained in the air round us, a deafening silence.